This audio presentation covers the exercises in Latin lessons 8 and 9 of your textbook. Please open your book to page 61, and let's look at the suffixes assigned to you in lesson 8. First, at the bottom of the page, please note that al, A-L, is one of the commonest Latin suffixes found in English derivatives. Note also that sometimes it has an E or an I in front of it. On the next page at the top is another very popular suffix, an, A-N, which is its basic form. Other less common variants are ian, E-A-N, ain, A-N-E, ian, I-A-N, and ain, A-I-N. Please pay careful attention to the paragraph below this suffix, where Mr. Ayres says that an frequently forms words which are used as nouns, and so comes to mean one connected with. What do we call an adjective which functions as a noun? A substantive, of course. So this suffix regularly produces substantives. For example, librarian, barbarian, and historian. The suffix r, ar, is really not a separate suffix. It's a variant of al. That's why its meanings are the same as AL. My advice is to put them on the same flashcard and learn them together. The next suffixes, os, O-S-E, and us, O-U-S, and their variants are also a pair, sharing the basic definition, full of, although the second variant, us, O-U-S, can also have the sense having the character of or like. And let's be honest here, these suffix definitions are sometimes so bland, they're hard to remember. So here's a better way of looking at them. Latin suffixes come in, if anything, degrees. Some are very neutral. They carry only a connotation of pertaining to or like. Into this category belong al and ar. These suffixes don't add any new sense to the base they're attached to. They only make it an adjective. Others are very strong and have a sense of full of, such as us, O-U-S, and os, O-S-E. These add a sense of intensifying the base. They say lots of whatever the base is. To highlight the difference, consider official, which just means pertaining to some office or bureaucracy, whereas officious, O-U-S, means overly concerned with some duty or service, that is, meddlesome, full of oneself. It's often applied to someone who's a stickler for detail. In sum, the first, official, is neutral and doesn't strengthen the base. The second, officious, suggests an unwarranted abundance of officiality. Later we'll learn that yet other suffixes fall in between these two and have a sense of tending to. So, rather than memorize complicated definitions like having the character of or belonging to, I'd like to suggest using a simpler notation system. For al and ar and all other neutral suffixes that mean pertaining to, let's call them plus zero. In other words, they add no force to the base. For middle-level suffixes that mean tending to, we haven't run into any of those yet, but we will soon, let's call them plus one. For strongly intensifying suffixes like us, O-U-S, let's call them plus two. Now, some prefixes have special senses that don't fall into this category, meanings like be able to or ing, I-N-G. These need to be memorized exactly the way they are in Ayres, but as long as you identify that a suffix is adjective-forming, and if its basic meaning belongs to one of the degree levels we just discussed, pertaining to, or tending to, or full of, you can just say plus zero, or plus one, or plus two, and I'll give you some credit for knowing that. Seriously, why make things more complicated than they need to be? Now let's look at some of the bases in Lesson 8. You'll find those on page 63. The first one I want to discuss, and remember you need to memorize all the bases here, even the ones I don't talk about, is simil, S-I-M-I-L, and its variant simul, S-I-M-U-L, meaning like or similar. The first thing to note here is that the meaning like also carries with it the sense of not the real thing. It's like something, but it's not actually that thing, as seen in our word, simulation. The simul, UL form, however, has another connotation, at the same time. Please add that definition. This produces English derivatives like simultaneous. This simul base is linguistically related to the simil base, but in Latin they produced different words, which is why simil, the variant with two I's, doesn't generate derivatives which mean at the same time. The next base, temper, T-E-M-P-E-R, also tempor, O-R, is much the same, the conflation of two different Latin bases. One, tempor, O-R, conveyed to the Romans the sense time, or due season, and gives us words like temporary and contemporary. The other, temper, E-R, had the sense in Latin of set bounds, or due measure. That gives us words like temperate and temperature. To this base, add two more variants. Temp, T-E-M-P, seen in tempo, an Italian-based Latin derivative. And tense, T-E-N-S, seen in tense, like verb tense, not nervous tense, a French-based Latin derivative. The next two bases, and the last ones I'll comment on here, share a variant form tent, T-E-N-T. So when you encounter a word with the base tent, you can't tell if it means hold or stretch. As with cur, C-U-R, which can mean run or cure, you'll have to test out which of the meanings makes more sense in context. As always in this class, you'll never be punished for guessing wrong when there are two identical forms to choose between. Follow the rules, and you will get full credit. Finally, let's go to Lesson 9 and look at the suffixes there. The first suffix on page 67 is ulent, U-L-E-N-T, with its variant olent, O-L-E-N-T. It's a tending to, plus to, suffix. The ulent variant occurs more often, which is why it's listed first. Below that, ic, I-C, and tic, T-I-C, is a plus zero suffix, meaning pertaining to or like, as is the next suffix, ary, A-R-Y. Don't overlook the paragraph below this suffix. If this suffix is followed by an additional element, the final y appears as I. In other words, this suffix could be written with two dashes, one before and one after, dash, A-R-I, dash. The second dash indicates that the suffix in this form is not the final suffix in the word. Note also the paragraph that follows. The suffix ary frequently forms words which are used as nouns and so comes to mean one connected with. What's the term for adjectives which function as nouns? That's right. Substantives. The next suffix, ile, I-L-E, is another plus zero suffix. Note that there is an identical-looking suffix, I-L-E, which means able to. We'll learn that suffix in Lesson 11. These two ile suffixes may look alike, but they come from different sources linguistically. When you encounter ile, you'll just have to guess which one is being used in any particular word. And as always, I will never take off points for choosing the wrong option when you followed the rules. But note that often the ile, which means able, really stands out. So if there is not a clear able sense in an ile word, go with pertaining to. Let's end this presentation by looking at the bases in Lesson 9. As I did in Lesson 7, I want to add a base here, one that Mr. Ayres does not include in his book, but which shows up in a lot of English words, and so you should know it. Bell, B-E-L-L, means two different things. War, as in bellicose, or belligerent. and beautiful, as in embellish, or belle, like a southern belle. It has these two meanings not because the bases are related, but because two different Latin words with different meanings, by chance, ended up looking the same. Linguists call those homonyms. And let me be clear about this. These two bells are not some abstract comment on the loveliness of combat. Though the Romans did engage in a lot of martial activity, they didn't like war really any more than we do. They admired courage, but conflict itself was not beautiful to them. Just a few quick notes about some of the other bases here. Note that gen, G-E-N, also gener, G-E-N-E-R, meaning race, kind, or origin, is a noun base. Whereas the next base on this list, just gen, G-E-N, meaning give birth to or produce, is a verb base. They are really the same base, but one has a noun connotation and the other a verb sense. Be especially careful with later, L-A-T-E-R, meaning side. It looks like a base we learned in Lesson 7, lat, L-A-T, meaning bear. But make a note that if lat is followed by creating later, it means side, not bear. Finally, the last base on this list, serve, is another example of a Latin homonym, that is, two different bases that by chance ended up looking alike. One base means serve and gives us words like servant, service, and serve. The other means save or keep and gives us words like conservation and preservation. There's a nifty way to distinguish these. In English derivatives, the save-serve base always has a prefix in front of it, as in reserve or observe. The serve-serve base only rarely does. That's useful. And that's all for this audio presentation. Happy etymologizing!